My name is Jack Purdom, Whiskey 8 Tango Echo Echo, and we're here at 4 Days in May 2022. And the talk that I'm giving today is on the evolution of the Alp Decoder, CW Decoder. We called it Alp because my cohort, Al Peter, came and gave a lot of good ideas for new features, and then Purdom is the last part, so we called it the Alp Decoder.
What's it do?
Well, essentially what it does is it takes the CW signal and converts it over to ASCII and then displays it on the transceiver that we built. And the problem is, with any decoder, is the FIST. We assume, and like, for example, W1AW practice code sessions assume what's called the 137 spacing, where a DIT is one unit of length, a DA is 3 units, and a spacing between words is 7 units. So they get the 137 spacing. And if you're sending machine-generated code like W1AW does, above 18 words a minute, it's pretty easy to decode Morse code. The problem is, below 18 words a minute, W1AW inserts a delay called the Farnsworth delay. So what you do, for example, I'm trying to get my code speed up to 30 words a minute, and I'm about 20 now, but I want to get to 30. To do that, what they do is they have you practice, the Koch method is to practice at the word speed you want. So I listen at 30 words per minute. But the Farnsworth delay injects a 10-word-per-minute timing delay between characters. So you get this real fast sequence of letters, and then between those letters you get a Farnsworth delay. So you go the letters at 30 words a minute, and maybe the Farnsworth delay is at 10 words a minute. And that gives you a chance to digest the rhythm. And the whole idea is not to count dits and dahs. It's to hear the rhythm of characters so that you learn, you know, which is easier for you and I to have this conversation, for me to spell out every letter of the words that I'm saying, or for you to interpret the rhythm of what I'm saying. And that's really what speech is. So W1AW, below 18 words a minute, injects a Farnsworth delay. Well, that throws off then the 137 timing and makes it harder to decode. The other thing that makes it harder to decode a Morse code signal is the fact that everybody has a personality, their FIST, and there's a rhythm that I can listen to some people on the air and know without hearing their call who it is. And that's because they have a personality or a rhythm that's reflected in their FIST. Now, W1AW has all of the personality of a stick because it's perfect 137 above 18 words a minute. When you get below 18 words per minute and they throw in the Farnsworth delay, then it gets a little trickier because you have to account for that enhanced delay. So what we've done is we've developed a decoder that tries to cope with the variances in a person's FIST and the inconsistencies that that injects into the whole decoding process. And Al has come up with some clever ideas and additions to a standard decoder.
Great. And do you expect this to be a physical device or software?
It's software. Totally software. And it's all open source. So sometime next week we plan to put up the source code for it on our website, which is Software Controlled Ham Radio. And if you Google that, you'll find our website, and it'll be in the files section, so if you're interested and want to use it, it'll be there.
Wonderful.
The whole project is open source.
Wonderful.
Hardware and software.
Sounds like a great thing for the community.
Well, we hope so. We also have a book on it, and Pete on the podcast talked about it. I think it was the most recent one. Might have been 2 weeks ago. But the book is sort of, explains the software-defined radio that Al designed and I helped write the software for. And the book goes in blocks of the transceiver from antenna to earphones and explains what each block does, why we made the decisions we did as far as the software and the hardware. And when you get done, you'll have a pretty good introduction in a readable form to digital signal processing.
That's marvelous.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's see if we can...